Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Creative Differences Podcast, the podcast where sometimes we go a year between fan casts and sometimes we only go 2 weeks. My name is Dallas, and I want to say shout out to Brad Bird for consistently blessing us with amazing animated cinema, with great stories, compelling characters, and hot moms. Don't shake your head at me,
Cassie. I'm Cassie, and I wish I didn't have to follow that up.
And I'm Demi, and today I'm using a different mic, so if I sound differently, that is why. I still haven't perfected how to use it. But also, my fingers are currently callousing, and there's nothing I can do about it. Welcome to another episode of the Creative Differences Podcast, your one-stop shop for movie reviews, Fancast Fridays, Throwback Thursdays, and a number of other pop culture-related items. Today, we are doing a Fancast Friday for The Iron Giant.
Hey, we love it, we love it, we love it. Gabby, she's not here. You surprised? No.
Probably
Here's
not.
Why she's not here. Gabby said, and I quote, "I'll be back after you people are done with your little history month." But it turns out she lied. She did not come back. We don't know where she's at.
Not even here for Women's History Month. Ain't that a...
It is International Crazy. Women's Crazy. Day as we're recording this. And where?
And she ain't here.
Nowhere to be found.
That's crazy.
I'm here being an ally, being a real ally to y'all. And she's not even here on Women's
That's
Day.
That's crazy.
Shame.
Dang.
Shame. But yeah, like we said, it's International Women's Day as we're recording this. So if you don't like, share, and subscribe, you're sexist. I don't make the rules. That's the rule.
It's just how it goes.
Yeah, be better than Gabby. Like I said, Fancast Friday. You know it. Maybe you don't. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, going over to YouTube, we got pictures. We got pictures. It's pictures. But yeah, if you still want to see who the people are that we're talking about, like last time, Demi mentioned someone named John Cena, and I was like, that... You just made that person up. That's not...
I did.
That's fake John Cena. Turns out it was a real person. I looked on YouTube. I was like, oh, that's what John Cena looks like. Do-do-do-do.
So like the, right. Their theme song is John Cena's been in reverse or something?
Yeah, I don't know
it's
how
It's in
to
a
do
different
that.
Key.
There we go. It's got that Jordan Peele touch.
Exactly. So today, guys, usually I use like a wiki to create all these character descriptions, but I went to the wiki for Iron Giant and they just had the character descriptions from like the WB official website, so I'm just gonna use I'm gonna use those. WB told us this is it. These are the words of WB. So we're gonna kick things off with Hogarth Hughes, a curious 9-year-old with an active imagination. Hogarth truly is the luckiest kid in America after discovering the Iron Giant in his backyard. He quickly befriends the giant, teaches him to speak, and tries to satisfy his insatiable appetite for metal while hiding him from his mother, the townspeople, and the government. Hogarth becomes best friend and unlikely guardian to the 50-foot giant as he teaches him about heroes and what it truly means to be human and what it truly means to be alive. Hogarth himself learns some valuable lessons along this journey. Oh yeah, it's a paragraph.
Wrote a lot.
They
it's
went
a paragraph,
in.
Yeah.
I looked. They will never stop going in.
They will never stop going in. Dallas, what small child did you choose to play Hogarth Hughes?
So here's the thing about me. If you don't know, I'm a nerd. Every time we do a fan cast, I'm like, what that wiki look like? What we got? So I also read that long ass story that Warner Brothers wrote. And I was like, oh, Hogarth's 9. I don't know any actors around 9, but I just watched the movie this morning to prepare for this. Great movie, by the way. I hadn't seen it since I was like 7. I'm so mad at myself for not rewatching that movie more.
It was on at a Friendsgiving, but I don't know if that counts.
We ain't counting that.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
It can't count. But yeah, Hogarth, him being exactly 9 isn't vital to the story, and he acts a bit older anyway. I took some inspiration from a show that has gotten real fast and loose with children's ages.
Oh, Lord.
And I went back to good old Stranger Things. But before you get worried, I didn't cast any of the 30-year-olds who are in the main cast.
I would have not.
I cast Jake Connolly, a.k.a. Delightful Derek.
I knew you were going to say that.
The newest season.
I love him.
That kid's great. He's so good. And Derek kind of goes from like heel to babyface over the course of the season. And
Perfectly.
We know that he can be snippy like Hogarth is sometimes, but he also is down for an adventure like Hogarth is. He is young. And you know what? I don't know a lot of kid actors. So I think Jake can pull it off. Shout out, Jake. We love Delightful Derek.
Cassie, who do you get?
So like Dallas, I don't know a lot of child actors. And so, you know, I was trying to think like child actors. And usually when we're going for that, well, it used to be that you would pull from like Stranger Things or the It movies, right? And so
Can't
I was like, okay,
no.
Well, Stranger Things, they're too old. It, they're probably too old. But then I thought, well, there is a younger child in the It movies. That dude is still too old, but I cast him anyway. My choice is
Georgie.
Jackson Robert Scott, who played Georgie in the first Dave
I
movie. And I guess the second one? I don't remember if the You Lied, I Died thing
think
is
so.
first or second. But anyway, he's like 17 now, but who cares?
Oh, my Lord.
That's hilarious.
Listen, he was great as Georgie.
Kids grow up fast.
They do grow fast. I was looking for young actors and I came across that name and I was like, who's that? Georgie? Oh. Even he's too old now. Well, they kept going. But yeah. We don't know a lot of kids, guys. We're not casting directors.
Yeah,
That's true.
and
Usually when you find kid actors, it's like, here's like the newest up and coming kid, or we just keep using the same kid over and over again until they become teenagers, i.e. McKenna
But we
Grace
can't.
or
McKenna Grace
Jacob
can't
Tremblay.
play everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jacob Tremblay's outgrowing the role. He would have been perfect.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, he was the first one that came to mind, and then I was like, no, he's got to be too old by now.
He is now. Yeah, he's like
Yeah,
17
he's.
or 18
Yeah.
now, which is crazy to think about.
Well, I cast a 17-year-old, so I don't really give a shit. I mean, I still stand by it. Could have done what I suggested to Dallas and just Thomas Brody Sangster. He's like 40 or something, but he ain't never gonna
Yeah,
look it.
he's. I think he's older than us, but he got a baby face.
Anyway, yeah. Georgie from it.
I have two choices. My first choice is Leo Abello Perry, who is probably most well known for his work in Fast X, aka Fast 10. He played Dom's son.
Okay.
As of now, he's like 13, about to be 14 at like the end of this year or something like that. And so my idea was, well, like Dallas said, Hogarth's age isn't particularly important as long as he's a kid, but I do find that
Yeah.
like kids in between the periods of like going from middle school to high school, that's like an important age in a child's life. And so I felt like that experience alongside finding this giant robot could also like just add to the layers of like, hey, coming of age story. Getting
Yeah,
used to
definitely.
like, I'm growing up, I'm about
Yeah.
to go into like this next phase, and high school is like such a big deal. Oh my gosh. But also, look, here's this cool robot. So I was like, that still
Yeah,
works.
it's, I found a giant robot and also chest hair. How do I deal with both of these?
My
Boom, both of
Yeah, so my second choice is
them.
Dexter Sol Ansel, most well known probably for A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
Egg.
He plays Egg and he's phenomenal. I love this kid so much. He's such a good actor. He has such range for however old he is. I actually don't know how old he is, but he is small. And but if you watch him on that show, so good at like the really sad emotional moments, but I also really, really love
He is 11 years old.
still a little too old, but still young enough that he
I
can do it.
mean,
He
yeah, he could do it.
He
can
was
do it.
also young President
Coriolanus.
Snow in Songbirds and
Yep.
Snakes. Yeah.
He was.
Wow.
But there's a scene where he's talking to Dunk, and like Dunk basically tells him to like, he's like, what business is it of yours? As they're like in the middle of having a conversation. And the expression that this kid makes is one of my favorite things that I've seen all year. Like, he's so expressive, and just it was so funny to me. Because like the expression he's giving is like, what the fuck are you talking about? We're in the middle of a conversation. What do you mean? Without having to say anything.
Nice.
So, and he seems like a real good kid. So my second choice is Dexter Sol Ansel.
All
Great,
right.
great work on A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. Our next character is Dean McCoppin, who I had his last name wrong this entire time until like last night. But anyway,
Oh.
beatnik, artist, junkyard owner who sees art where others see junk. He's got a jazzy creative energy that encourages people to think for themselves. His laid-back, free-feeling attitude is nicely tempered with a unique sense of humor. He helps protect Hogarth's 50-foot secret and, in doing so, finds himself sharing much in common with the 9-year-old. Dallas, who you got for Dean McCoppin?
Dean, I got
Dean.
two deans.
Ooh.
First Dean. So I'm watching the movie. I'm like, this is great. I see Dean. I'm like, this dude's cool. I wanted someone cool. And there's a scene where Hogarth goes to Dean's place for the first time. And the way that Hogarth is telling him about school and everything like that, I was thinking, this reminds me of when Miles Morales went to talk to his uncle Aaron. So my Dean, first Dean, is Mahershala Ali.
Hey.
Nice. Because he is cool as hell, and he can bring that like cool uncle energy. He can bring father figure energy, and he's a great actor. And also, I have not seen Moonlight, but
Fantastic
I've
movie.
seen a scene or two of Mahershala in that movie, and I felt like he could bring a similar like father figure energy to this, except he will not sell crack to Hogarth's mom because
Yeah.
that would be inappropriate. So we'll leave that part out. Other than that, Same energy.
Good plan, good plan, good plan.
So it's my first one. Yeah. Shout out to Mahershala. You cool as hell. Also, I don't think I can make it through a fan cast without casting at least somebody of color. And I know this takes place in the 50s, which
It does?
wasn't great for black people. Yeah.
I don't think I
Like
ever
57.
realized that that movie has a time period.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, Cold War time. It's based on a book from the 60s, I
That
think, but it
makes
takes place in the 50s.
sense.
Yeah, they're like Sputnik, Russians,
Oh, that's right.
space.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, all that. But also, Dean kind of has like a not like maybe not quite an outcasty vibe, but like not the most I hang out with everybody in town kind of vibe.
Yeah, he's like, I'm
So
self-isolating. I don't want to be around these people.
yeah, so like if I had to make someone black and it not really affect the time period, Dean, it works for me. My Dean number two. If you're new here, here's the thing I do. I try to cast a wrestler in every fan cast. So, wrestling fans, eyes on me, ears on me. Who's my second Dean? It's a dude named CM Punk. I had to do this challenge.
Isn't he
I was
kind of a
like,
shitty dude? Maybe not.
depends who you ask.
Huh.
Depends who
As
you ask,
far
it's
as
crazy.
I know, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. And you're gonna learn a little bit about wrestling every time we do a fan cast.
Love it.
If you ask the question about any wrestler, aren't they kind of a shitty dude? Aren't they kind of a shitty girl, woman? Depends who you ask.
Oh.
Word.
It's an industry that like is kind of it has its roots in like being like dog eat dog and kind of backstabby. And it's gotten better as time has gone on, but there's always those elements of like I look out for me and I da 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 da. You know, Hulk Hogan is one of the biggest wrestlers in the world of all time.
Yeah.
Look who that guy was. So like think about the kind of person you gotta be to get like to a certain level. But anyway, as far as I know, CM Punk is actually a pretty good dude by at least by wrestling standards. Like he is more like anti-establishment than most people could be while working for a company like WWE.
Okay.
He and his wife are the type to wear like protect trans kids signs and stuff like that when they go
Okay,
out.
love that.
And yeah, like when people ask him a question like, who's your Mount Rushmore of wrestlers? He'd be like, well, actually, Mount Rushmore is just this thing that they stole from indigenous
Wow,
people. And they called
okay.
it Six Grandfather, so I'm going to do that instead. Yeah. And I think beatnik movement and punk movement are kind of like, they have some overlap, but separated by time.
Yeah.
So I was like, dude got punk in his name. This dude's a beatnik. Why not? Also, what was just fun for me is that when this episode releases, it'll be the release date of the new WWE game that has CM Punk on it. So,
Oh.
if you want to know who I'm talking about and you're not watching, just Google that game. It's the guy on the cover. So, yeah, that's my Dean number two. Oh, also, when he says, if we don't stand up for the kooks, who will? I was like, that's very CM Punk. That's very CM Punk. So, yeah, those are my two Deans.
Cassie, what do
Hi.
you got for Dean?
What up, what up, what up? So, like, I don't remember this movie very well, but if you look at Dean, the first word that comes to mind for me is tired. That man is tired. And so I figured, all right, cast somebody who's probably tired in his soul. So I cast Ben Affleck.
I knew it. I knew that's where that was going.
Oh, I like that. I
That
like
man's just
that.
been through a lot. And I just feel like that energy translates.
That meme of him with the
Like,
cigarette feels very Dean.
exactly.
yeah,
Exactly.
that's
That's what
Dean.
it was. I thought of that and I was
That's
like,
Dean.
looking at Dean, looking at that. Very similar. Just give him a soul patch and we're good.
I like it. I almost like for different when I was going a different route, maybe I almost landed on Ben Affleck. There's a scene where he's talking to Hogarth and then he sees the giant and Dean's like, oh my God, what the hell is that? And then Hogarth is like, he basically just needs like food and shelter, kind of implying Dean, let this thing stay with you. And Dean just stands up there outside, stands up, pours out his coffee, and just walks inside without saying anything. And I was like, he tired. Ben Affleck could pull that off greatly.
Yeah, that was my thought. And it
I
works.
like
It
it.
really works.
It really works.
All right, guys. So I have two choices for Dean. And I think it's also very funny because the first one, I think you can tell that I did this fan cast years ago.
Okay.
And you can tell because of a trend that we used to have back then. My first Dean is Donald Glover.
Hey,
Hey.
I almost picked him too.
Honestly, he just would fit so perfectly for the role. Like he's got that energy of like he can do like the deadpan, like you've got to be kidding me sort of energy. But he can also do like the panicky sort of energy too that Dean occasionally has when he's dealing with the giant. And also, yeah, I can see him being like a beatnik art. Well, obviously he is an artist, but there's like a certain type of artist that Donald Glover is that feels like fits Dean. Like if Dean was around today, Dean would definitely be like a Childish Gambino fan. Like I can feel like that just kind of fits
I can
his
see it.
energy. And then my second choice was Sebastian Stan, who I feel like just kind
Like
of
it.
looks like the character, especially if you've seen him in Pam and Tommy, where he's got this soul patch going. But also,
Okay.
Sebastian Stan is just a talented actor. I ain't seen nothing that he's done where I didn't think that he was immensely talented at what he was doing. And I've been watching him in movies since The Covenant. So that guy has so much range, whether he's playing the Winter Soldier or he's playing Donald Trump.
Oh yeah.
He can do it all. Or if he's playing Tommy Lee, yeah, he can do it all. And I feel like Beatnik is also something that Sebastian Stan could play. I don't think I've ever seen him play a role quite like that, but I think that he's got the
Definitely
energy to
feels like he
play like
could.
a, yeah, he feels like he could be like that soulful type of like tortured artist type of thing going on, where nobody really takes him seriously. I think he could pull that off, and I think he'd do a great job at it. So those are my two choices for Dean.
It's funny. So the Donald Glover thing, when I was looking at it, I was thinking, I remember when I had that challenge for myself, and I was thinking, should I still do that? Because I was going to say Dean for Donald Glover. But then I thought, how many challenges can I overlap onto myself while I'm doing all these fan casts?
It's okay, I got you.
Like, we get to a point,
I covered you.
yeah, where like half my fan cast would just have to be like Will Smith, Donald Glover, and insert wrestler here.
Yeah.
But yeah,
All right.
glad he got there.
We did. Our next character is Annie Hughes. Hogarth's mother works hard as a waitress in the local diner. As a single mom, she's cautious with a trusting nature and strong moral fiber. She is Hogarth's friend and family and is always trying to keep up with her adventurous son's next move. Which is hard to do, like when you're a single mom, because she got to be at work, and now she got to watch this kid, and like she got to keep eyes on him at all times. It's like it's an impossible job. But Annie's a dope mom. Dallas, who do you? That was not all of that was in that paragraph, by the way. That was
I figured
me saying
they would not use the word
how I
dope.
feel about the character.
Yeah, I figured Annie's adult mom wasn't in there.
Yeah, but also Annie's the only woman on this fan cast, and on International Women's Day, we gonna give some ups to Annie. Dallas, who do you
Yep,
have
yep.
for Annie?
Annie Hughes. Well, like Batty Hughes. Anyway, so
Hey,
Annie. Hate
that's why both of my Annies are hot. Thank you.
Gotta be hot. I love you too, Cassie. So I thought Annie's a character that it was harder to find like personality traits to go on than for Hogarth or Dean.
She
But
has a feeling about her, though, I feel like.
yeah, she has that like tired single MILF energy. So I thought, okay, where do we start? Who's played a hot single mom? And I landed on someone who has played a hot single aunt, Marissa Tomei.
Ooh,
Hi. Hi.
Because as Aunt May, she has showed so many different sides to trying to raise a kid by herself. She showed the funny side, the stressed out side, the baddie side. She's done it all. And I'm thinking, bring that on over to Iron Giant, Marissa. You got it. So my Annie Hughes is Marissa Tomei.
Cassie, who do you have?
Oh, I have Bryce Dallas Howard.
I
Okay.
love Bryce Dallas
I like that.
Howard.
I mean, I kind of feel like she can do whatever she wants at this point. Like,
True.
Lady is clearly extremely talented. And I could absolutely see her playing the tired mom of a boy who found a robot. And what the fuck do you do with that, you know?
Yeah. I
Yeah,
think she
I feel
plays.
that.
I don't know if she's a mom in Peach Dragon. I don't think she's a mom in Peach Dragon, but I think she plays like a mother figure, like a surrogate mom in Peach Dragon. I really got to rewatch that movie. I watched it
She's
once.
Grace Meacham. I don't know who that is, but if the name gives you anything,
No, it doesn't. I just know that
Forefinger and
she's like the main character
Jack's
outside of the
girlfriend.
small kid and the dragon. Outside of Pete and the dragon, obviously. But she's
Sure.
like I think she's a cop who finds the kid or something, and like she takes him in or whatever. I don't remember. But Bryce Dallas Howard is super talented. I'm a huge fan of Bryce, and like, yeah, she can basically do anything. So hell, she could direct the movie if y'all want her to.
Yeah.
True.
Honestly, she's one of the better Nepo babies, if we're being honest.
Yeah, she's one of my favorite Nepo babies. 'Cause,
Yo, that could be a top five Tuesday, top five Nepo babies.
I love that. We could. I already have two off the top of my head, including Bryce Dallas Howard.
It.
Oh, man. All right. So I have two who Hollywood has a thing where like you reach a certain age and that's when you start playing mom characters. And like both of the actresses I chose, I don't feel like are at that age yet. But they Annie feels to me like Dallas was saying, like this is a character that you kind of go off of feels with. Annie feels to me like a character who is a not necessarily a young mom, a young mom for our generation because we don't have kids early anymore, but like I think back to like my parents were like 24 and 27 when they had me. And so I'm like, yeah, like if you're dealing with like a 10-year-old child, you might be like in your mid-30s already taking care of a kid. So that was kind of like where I was at with my choices. So my first choice, because Leo Abello Perry, I believe, is black. And therefore that meant I needed to choose a black mom. So I chose Journée Smollett because Journée Smollett is an incredibly talented actress. She's been doing this forever since she was a small child. And I feel like that's like almost a plus too, like having like a child actress working with like a child actor or a former child actress working with a child actor and like being there to like sort of be support in that sense, like in a behind the scenes sort of way. But again, Journée Smollett is just such a talented actress from playing the character that she did in Lovecraft Country, which had a lot of range anyway, because she was such a three-dimensional character. She played my favorite live-action version of Dinah Laurel Lance, aka the Black Canary, which is also a character that I felt like they showed a lot of aspects to the comic book character that I've loved for so long. And I think that they did a really good job with that. But particularly, like I think what she brought to the performance, and also like her love of the character once she did research about the character, like she did such a great job just doing all of that. But again, like Journey's been acting her entire life and can do, in my opinion, just about anything that you ask of her. So I was like, yeah, she could play single mom Annie. Also, I feel like Annie is like a badass, but like not in the sense of like she's going around beating up people. I think she's a badass in the sense of like if she has to, she'll beat you up because her son is in danger. Like if she's got to pull it out, she will. And I think Journée Smollett can capture that sort of energy because I've seen her play a badass before. And then my next choice is Lily James because,
That makes sense.
yeah, Lily James is phenomenal. And one of the reasons I chose her is because so Annie has like a sweetness to her. Like, yeah, she's stressed out from having to take care of a son by herself and having to work a job like full time to take care of him. But she also just comes off as very kind and very sweet throughout the entirety of the thing, even if she is like has her moments where like the pressure gets to her. And this is all me trying to remember off the top of my head how this movie goes. I remember her being a very kind mom. I do remember her occasionally breaking, but I do remember her mostly being a very sweet mom and being very loving
She
and
was
caring.
extremely patient with this little boy. Like he brought a squirrel into her job and it ended up running loose and like causing the chaos. And the next time we see them, she's not even yelling at him. She's like, "Hey, sorry, I gotta work late tonight, but don't stay up too late, don't watch scary movies, don't eat late night snacks." And I'm like, bro, you could have got your ass beat for
Yeah, exactly. So, but like
that.
a big reason why I chose Lily James is because I feel like Lily James kind of has a typecast on her, where when you see her, you automatically anticipate that she's playing a very sweet and kind character because that's really what she's good at. She's very good at playing sweet and kind. I've seen her play manipulative, conniving characters twice, maybe three times. It's a very rare occasion, and when she does do it, it very much is meant to be oh, you didn't see this twist coming. It's supposed to be like a subversion. You are expecting her to be this kind person, and then they like flip it on the head where it turns out she's not. So like she's very good at like having that typecast of like she's very sweet, she's very kind, very patient demeanor. And so I was like, yeah, she's perfect for in that situation. But also like I've seen her in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, where she's a badass. And like I said, I think Annie is the type of badass who pulls it out when it's necessary with her own son. Also, I would love to have a Pam and Tommy reunion between Lily James and Sebastian Stan. They were amazing together in their role. Also, Annie and Dean, if I remember correctly, end up together. They're definitely a ship, even if they don't end up
Yes,
together.
they do.
So yeah, I would love to see Lily and Sebastian's chemistry back in a romantic tension sort of way. They were very good on Pam and Tommy together, and I also loved their promo tour together. They just both seemed like the sweetest, most introverted people while they were doing their interviews together and just very comfortable with each other. So that was another like
And this
reason to have her as Annie. So those are my two choices, Journée Smollett and Lily James.
And this time it'll be a more wholesome relationship
Yeah.
than Pam and Tommy.
Yeah.
Like how Mahershala would not be a drug dealer this time, and that's also more wholesome in Moonlight.
Not as much sex and nudity.
No sex, no drugs.
And
You
no
know, I'm
drugs.
trying.
Yeah, you know, trying to keep it clean
Yeah.
and wholesome for the family. Our next
We don't
character,
need sex and crack.
we don't. Our next character is Kent Mansley, the manipulative, ambitious government agent sent to investigate the Iron Giant. With a sleazy charm and a secret agenda to empower his own career, Kent is hot on Hogarth's trail to get the information he needs. Believing he has proof to the Iron Giant's existence and eager to make his reputation, he calls in the United States Army military to protect the townspeople from the threat he perceives in the giant. Dallas, who you got for Kent Mansley?
First thing I want to say is Kent Mansley is way funnier than I remembered.
He's so funny.
This movie is so good. He's so funny. This movie's so great. But yeah, going back a couple, one of the reasons I almost landed on Ben Affleck for Dean is because I thought it'd be fun to cast people who have been in Superman movies, because Iron Giant loves
Okay.
Superman. It's a whole
Oh,
thing.
yeah.
So I thought, what if I got a Superman villain? And I ended up with Michael Shannon for Kent Mansley.
Ooh.
Okay. I
Because
can see it.
Michael Shannon, yeah, and we kind of have seen it because. He's played the like menacing agent role kind of in Shape of Water.
Oh, yeah.
Kent isn't all that menacing in the beginning. He does take a turn. It's like, oh, this you're getting dark, bro. But he's also funny. And Michael Shannon, some people don't know this, is hilarious. Like
He is.
he has a lot of range.
Knives
He
out.
can be Zod. Exactly. He can be
Oh,
Zod.
yeah.
He can be Shape of Water Man, John Water. He could
That
be
is a person.
hilarious like in Knives Out.
John,
John Waters is a
yeah,
person.
so John Waters is a person.
Yeah, John Waters, who I've decided is Michael Shannon's character in Shape of Water. But yeah, you have comedies like Knives Out and The Night Before, where Michael Shannon's really funny. He did a movie called Bug, which, not for me, but he's basically a very paranoid guy, and
Okay.
he could bring that to Kent when he's like, "There's a robot.
That makes
It's eating
sense.
metal.
Yeah.
Get the robot. Niggas coming." Not the
He better not
dialogue, but
say that.
I'm gonna say that when Mahershala walks up. Anyway, Michael Shannon can play every side of this character, and I think he would do a great job. So that is my Kent Mansley.
Hi.
Cassie, who do you have for Kent Mansley?
Hello. My Kent Mansley is Jon Hamm. Mainly
Yay!
Yay, that's a good
Ooh,
one.
like you say
it's
sleazy,
good.
and I'm like, okay, madman. Like,
Yeah.
hello.
I think a
I
Baby
feel like,
Driver.
especially like, and like the charm to it. Like, he can do very charming at first, and then I'm a kill his kid.
Yeah.
So, because isn't he the one who wants to kill Baby? Or is
Yes.
it? I can't
He
remember.
ends up so it starts out he and Baby are very good friends, and then he switches on Baby once things take a turn for the worst.
Yeah. And that seems very much like what he need to do. Like, oh, hey, I'm here to investigate this giant, and then, yo, give me that. Weapons. We love it.
We love weapons.
Actually, I thought it was mediocre, but anyway,
I saw that coming.
Wow.
Hot
Look at
take.
you being different.
But
Being
yeah,
different again. Love it.
controversial
Jon Hamm.
opinions. It's not though.
I
I've
feel
never
like
seen
I've
the
seen
movie. I
anyway.
have no opinions.
It's neither here nor there.
It
But yeah, Jon Hamm, Kent Mansley. It works.
works. It really works.
I wanted to keep my Kent Mansley sort of in the same age range as Annie and Dean, because Kent definitely, I think he, if I'm remembering correctly, he definitely flirts with Annie as he's trying to like get information about the giant.
The first time he sees Annie, he's like, yo.
Yes, that's what I'm
So.
remembering. Him at the restaurant, at the diner, and being like, hey. So I wanted to keep it a little like,
Which understandable.
yeah,
Annie's
closer
hot.
to the age. Almost love triangle E, but not really because he's a bad guy. So like, you're not really rooting for
Right.
it. I chose Scott Eastwood, who has
Oh, yeah.
already
Okay. Interesting.
done like the awkward agent role in the Fast and Furious movies,
Oh, yeah.
where he's kind of the new guy and isn't, I wouldn't say he's not competent, but he doesn't know how to read the room. And I feel like that fits perfectly for Kent Mansley, where it's like everything that he tries to do kind of ends up failing in a very awkward and like horrifying way, until we get to like him being like the bad guy, where it's still like you're making terrible choices, but now they're no longer awkward to watch. Now they're like dangerous. And I feel like Scott
Yeah.
Eastwood could play that off very well. After seeing him play the young What is he, young Mr. Nobody? Something like that. He's great.
Yeah, I don't remember. Scott Eastwood also played a dude in Suicide Squad who was willing to blow himself up.
Yes.
And at the end of this
Oh,
movie,
yeah.
Kent Mansley almost blows himself up
Very true. Very
along with
true.
everybody else.
Yeah. Scott Eastwood is like,
So,
he also, like, in my
there's that.
opinion, he looks like agent dude who comes to go find the giant robot.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Put some shades on him and a
Yeah.
suit.
Yeah, something
Yeah.
about him gives that energy, which is probably why he keeps playing these types of characters, but he's giving that guy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got an Eastwood
I
for.
see it.
All right, guys, that takes us to the titular character, our final guy, the Iron Giant. Don't ask me why WB has a different size for him in this description than it does for the rest of the descriptions, but it does. A
Okay.
150-foot metal-eating metal man
Whoa.
with a pleasant, inquisitive demeanor enters Hogarth's life and changes everything. With eyes that change color according to his mood or mechanical action of the giant suit, parts that transform and reassemble, and an innocent heart, he becomes a best friend, coolest toy, and immortal hero to Hogarth. He learns that you are who you choose to
Not really
be
immortal.
and uses his strength for good rather than destruction, proving to the world that he recognizes the value of human life. Because he's Superman!
Superman.
Superman! So, I did not mention this before we started this fan cast, but the rule that I gave, well, I don't know if I'd call it a rule, the challenge that I gave for all of us is to cast somebody who is not Vin Diesel and has done voice work before. So
Which
I'm
is
very
not a
excited to hear.
difficult challenge.
It's not, but I know that sometimes we just go for like, he did it already, he'll do it again. And I was like, no, I want to hear like actual voice actor like options. I want to hear some other stuff that's some more interesting. We know Vin Diesel can do it. He can still do it. He'd be great. But who else could do it? Dallas, who do you think could also play the Iron Giant?
Well, something about me, I love a challenge in a fan cast. I put them on myself all
That's
the
true.
time. And another thing about me, I love voice acting and I
You
love
do.
animation. So I went with what to me was the obvious choice given this challenge. And I got Kevin Michael Richardson
Hey, good
because
one.
that man's voice, for those who don't know, he has voiced Trigun on Teen Titans, the Lion Turtle on Avatar, Skulker on Danny Phantom. Also, he's been in every cartoon ever.
That's the thing, yeah.
And the giant loves Superman, and Kevin has played probably dozens of DC characters, friends of Superman, foes of Superman, pretty much everybody but Superman at this point. So, yeah. Also, I really love whenever voice actors who are more known for like cartoon shows get like big theatrical release work. And I feel like that should happen more. He's also in the Super Mario movie. He's the penguin thing. One of
Oh,
them.
okay.
Or Camp. No, he's the. I don't know what that thing is. He's one of the little dudes with a deep voice. But shout out to Kevin Michael Richardson.
Little
I
dudes with a
think.
deep. Now I need to know.
Kamek?
Oh,
Karnak?
Kamek. Okay. He's Kamek. Okay.
Kamek. Yes, that's him. But yeah. Shout out Kevin Michael Richardson. He would be great.
Hi. Hi. Cassie, who do you have for the Iron Giant? So I had one on here and I was like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. That would work. And then I thought, no, I want to do something different, something that doesn't make any sense because it's funny. So
Okay.
my Iron Giant is Ellen McClain, most well known for the Portal games, where she voices GLaDOS, and Pacific Rim, where she voices the AI in the robots.
Oh my God.
Interesting. Okay.
Listen,
Different vibe.
it don't make no sense. But if you need someone to voice a robot, she's so good at it.
Yeah,
Like,
it makes sense in the sense like she sounds like a robot.
she does. Does it make sense for the Iron Giant? No, but I also think it would be hilarious to have this 150, 50, I don't know how many feet tall, big ass thing sound like that.
I mean, hey,
I like it.
sometimes we just go out of the box just for fun.
Yeah. And that was my thinking.
All right, guys, that leaves us with my choice. My choice is Travis Willingham.
That was who I was going to choose originally. And then I was like, nah, mix it up.
Yeah, that's funny.
Perfect. No, Travis Willingham, most well known for his work in Critical Role, so The Legend of Vox Machina, The Mighty Nein, but he's also done so much voice work in the past, including playing Superman in an animated Superman
Yeah.
movie.
I
And
think
that's
he was also Thor in
Yeah.
something.
Yeah, he's played Thor in several Marvel TV series, I think. His wife, I believe, plays Black Widow in a few. But yeah, he played Superman in a Superman animated movie. And it's one that I've seen. And initially, I chose him just because I really like Travis Willingham's voice. I love what he can do with his voice. He has such great range with it. I've heard him play old men. I've heard him do like the really, really deep voice. I've heard him play characters that aren't necessarily the sharpest tool in the shed, but like he's really good at like doing all of it. And obviously, I've heard him play Superman, and I think that's really funny because Iron Giant's biggest hero is Superman. So why not have a Superman play him?
That makes perfect
That's great.
sense.
But also, I wanted to, like Dallas, I wanted to go for an actor who is mostly known for his voice acting and not so much for doing live action stuff. I don't even know if Travis has done live action stuff outside of sitting at a table and playing D&D with his friends.
Voice performances, video game. No, I don't. Wow, I don't know that he has. Oh, yes, he has apparently, but he's done like five things compared to,
Yeah,
you know.
his workload is mostly just doing voice work, alongside being like the CCO for Critical Role or something like that. I don't know. He's got like a pretty high up job for the company at large. But yeah, just a very talented voice actor who can very easily do the deep voice because he already has a deep voice that he can just make deeper. So yeah, that's my choice for the Iron Giant. And I think when I gave that challenge a few years ago, it was before he had even played Superman, so it just works out that he ended up playing Superman.
Yeah, that really worked for you.
It worked out. It worked out perfectly. So my choice is Travis Willingham to play the Iron Giant. And that's all the characters we have for today, unless you guys have bonus casting.
I
I don't.
will have two fun things to say about Travis Willingham, and then I have a director and writer.
Go.
He was in Superman Red Sun. He played Superior Man. I haven't seen it, but I'm guessing it's a Russian thing because they're all
He's
Russian.
probably
Which
very
is
good
funny
at the
because,
accent because I think that's an accent that he's currently
yeah.
doing on Critical Role to play Teyor.
Wouldn't be surprised. And I think it's funny because they think the Iron Giant is from Russia
Yeah.
initially because of Cold War.
Ah,
And
yeah.
then also, he plays Phenomenon Man in Dispatch, who is essentially like the
Oh,
closest thing they
he
have to a
is
Superman in
Phenomaman.
that
Okay,
game.
yeah.
Yeah. So that all works out.
Yeah.
It do.
And my director and writer is Brad Bird,
I
because
knew
you
it.
don't mess with perfection. There's certain things that you just don't mess with, and Iron Giant is one of them.
Do like they did with How to Train Your Dragon live action and just get the guy who did it in animation to do it in live action. But also, Brad Bird is just generally a really good director. He predominantly does animated movies, which you mentioned at the beginning of the episode. But I really wanted to mention the fact that he also made my favorite Mission Impossible film, which is Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. And that movie is phenomenal. Like the shots, like everything that he did with that movie is so good. Like everything that you love about animation, I feel like he brought to live action by doing a Mission Impossible movie. Also, Paula Patton's in it. So big ups.
We love that.
It's also, I think, the first movie that I like remember seeing in IMAX, and I was like, whoa, what is this? This is crazy. So yeah, he's great. He just great at what he does.
Yeah, he's solid. He's great, great director.
Yeah, everything that you loved about the Iron Giant in animation, he'd probably just make it in live action. Same thing with the guy who did with Dean DeBlau doing How to Train Your Dragon.
When I message you guys, like, oh, I'm like 5 minutes in this movie, it's already great. The first scene of the movie is a dude on a boat, and he's like, oh, there's a storm, the waves are coming, help. And then he sees a lighthouse, and he's like, oh, snap, I'm at the lighthouse, I know where I
It's
am.
not a real
And
lighthouse.
then the light turns
Yep.
into two eyes because the giant turns his head, and I'm just like, bro, this is Brad Bird's first movie.
Yeah, his first feature, I'm
Like,
assuming.
nigga, what? Yeah, like, this is crazy. This is crazy. Shout out Brad Bird. I love animation. Yeah, that's it.
That's all we
We
got for
did it.
y'all.
Look at us.
We did it.
That was like 40 minutes. That's crazy.
Hell yeah, we love a quick fan cast. So yeah, thanks for listening, audience. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to us. Shout out everybody. Shout out to women. Happy Women's Day.
Go get pegged.
And remember on
Whoa.
whoa. And remember on this podcast, we believe that trans women are women.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, you better. My fuck
We
if you
have
didn't.
to.
It'd be
Well,
real weird if we didn't.
it'd be
It'd be
way
real weird if
crazy
we
if we
didn't.
didn't.
Okay, what am I doing here? I need to leave.
But a reminder for all those people out there who don't believe that.
Yeah. Y'all are goofy. Thank you, Crown Digital. Brandon and I are putting us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Demi, thank you for editing and putting us on YouTube. And most importantly, for picking this movie for our fan cast so I had a reason to watch it again, because I haven't seen it since I was a child. And that's unacceptable.
This is one of those movies I actually remember seeing in theaters, which is crazy to me.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there are like very few movies that I remember from my childhood that I'm like, yeah, I saw that in theaters. I remember going in the theaters to see that. But like Iron Giant is like one of them. I'm like, yeah, I remember that one. I remember seeing that one in theaters.
Okay. Wow.
I like that. I like that.
I also remember being very obsessed with the Iron Giant because Jennifer Aniston was in it. And by that point, I was already a huge Friends fan, which is crazy to think about because I must have been like
Ah.
six.
Yeah, you were very young.
Yeah.
You start early.
I did. I'm a huge Friends fan, and I don't talk about it often, but I'm a huge Friends fan because I watched it so much as a child.
That makes sense. That was me with Fresh Prince. That's how I got into it.
Yeah, makes sense.
Sitcoms, man. You love a sitcom.
We do.
Cassie, thank you for coming through. Thank you for always bringing something different to our fan cast, because I did not expect Old White Woman as the Iron Giant's voice.
Yeah, I just
But
watched
that's
Pacific
great.
Rim recently again, so I just thought about it.
Okay. Love that. Love that for us. Love that for you. Audience, you want to talk to us? You want to reach out? You want to say something? We got comments. You know how the internet works. We also have Instagram and Tumblr. We're at Creative Differences Podcast. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/creativedifferencespc. We're at TikTok at Creative Differences Pod. So talk to us about giants and Russia and the Cold War, all that stuff. Women, let me know what other awesome movies from our childhood that I've been neglecting. Find me on Instagram, Letterboxd, or Serialized at a king named Simba.
You can find me on Blue Sky at Sassy Soothsayer. Talk to me about, you know what? Talk to me about what you want Jordan Peele to tackle in his next movie, because I just recently rewatched the three movies he's directed and they hit.
They hit.
I'm currently doing a lot of TV reviews, mostly for Monarch Legacy of Monsters, and every week I write my favorite moments of the recent Critical Role episode on Serialized, and you guys can also find movie reviews on Letterboxd. I'm at Demi Joie. Joie is how you spell Joie, because I know people would probably wonder. But that's all we got for you guys today.
Yes. Oh, also, I just wanted to say something that makes me very happy. Speaking of Critical Role and sitcoms and TV, I got Demi to watch Ted with me because I did a
Oh,
D&D episode.
yes.
And I was so happy. Such a fun time.
He got me to watch it, Cassie, because Brennan was on it.
Yeah, Brandon's
Oh,
like
okay. We
essentially
like
playing
that funky
himself,
white
but
boy.
in 90s Boston.
We do. And it was so funny because it was the day after I'd like spent 3.5 hours watching him DM for Critical Role. So
Nice.
perfect
Keep it
timing.
going.
yeah, he started DMing on Ted, and I was like, oh, that's just how he DMs in real life.
Wild.
Great episode. But yeah, you want to find Gabby? She ain't here, but she's on Blue Sky at Super Yams. It's the word super and then in all caps
Okay.
YAMS. Super Yams.
That's really good.
All one word.
I like that one.
Thank you.
That
Thank you.
is really good.
All right, it's been different. Bye.
Bye.
All right, today's tag is a call to action for the audience.
Oh.
Audience, let us know which top five Tuesday you'd prefer. A, top five Nepo babies. Or B, top five hottest animated moms.
Oh God.
Sound off in the
I
comments.
hate you.
Let us know, audience.